In 2023, I traveled to Copenhagen for the first time. Before I travel to a new place, I usually try to learn a little bit about it and a few phrases in the local language. This time, however, I was so busy preparing that I didn't have time to learn anything beforehand. Oh well, I would still enjoy walking around and exploring. I prefer living in the countryside, but I enjoy visiting cities. I think that human beings are not meant to live in cities, biologically speaking. It's uncomfortable for us. So, I like to see the different approaches that people in cities take to make their environments and lives easier. Speaking of making things easier, I certainly didn't make my own travel easy. I knew the flight was going to be long. Usually, it would only take about 11 hours, but because we had to go all the way over the North Pole, this time it would be 15 hours in the air. Despite that, I had nothing to do on the day of the departure, so I went to Kansai Airport 8 hours early. I thought I would buy some souvenirs and do a little work while I waited. But I hadn't realized just how much the airport had changed after COVID-19. There were no more souvenir shops before going through customs. So, I spent 8 very bored hours before check-in. To make matters worse, by the time I checked in and got through customs, all the shops on the flight side had closed. Dear me, what a wonderful 23 hours. When I finally arrived in Copenhagen, I noticed something interesting about the airport. So Copenhagen in Danish is København. The second part, havn, is spelt H-A-V-N. What I noticed was that airport in Danish was Lufthavn, with the same spelling. This gave me a clue to what the name Copenhagen might mean. The Danish language is very similar to English, and I noticed this a few times when walking around the town on my first day, the only free time I had before my conference. Despite not knowing any Danish, I could understand several of the Danish signs. For instance, I saw a sign that said, "Parkering forbudt," and I instantly realized that it meant no parking. Unfortunately, because everyone spoke fluent English, I didn't hear much actual Danish spoken to me. I guess I'll do better to prepare next time. Anyway, I mentioned that I like to see how people live in different cities around the world. Well, in a way, I didn't do this properly this time either. For instance, I needed some new shirts for my conference, so I took the easy way out and went to the local Uniqlo. After exiting the shop, it began to rain, so I took the easy option again. They have 7-Elevens in Denmark. Being so used to Japan, I expected them all to stock umbrellas. Well, the first one didn't. I had better luck with the second 7-Eleven though. Having got my umbrella, I decided to sit down for a break. I spotted a bench beside a canal, sat down, and lit up a cigarette. Unlike Osaka, where plenty of people smoke, Copenhagen actually has lots of outdoor ashtrays. Beside every bench is a rubbish bin with an ashtray attached. Very convenient for smokers. Despite this, the presence of one kind of litter surprised me. In Osaka, occasionally you'll see some trash on the road, and, depending on the area, some cigarette butts, but it's usually quite clean. Copenhagen, by contrast, was spotless. I spent 4 days there and never saw a piece of litter, except for one thing, cigarette butts. Despite ashtrays being everywhere, no matter where I went, cigarette butts were just littered on the ground. I guess people in different places see litter differently. Being such a hectic trip, I didn't get to enjoy Copenhagen as much as I usually would enjoy a new place. But the conference was a success, and thankfully, my flight home was a little easier. This time, we didn't go over the Arctic, but first flew south and then across Central Asia and China. It was still a long flight, but it was good to finally get home and relax.